Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Kasama ko ngayon ang ating kababayan na taga Melbourne na si Matthew Victor Pastor o MVP, isa sa mga kilalang filmmaker dito sa Australia at ating tatalakayan ng pinakahuli niyang pelikula, ang Fun Times. Magandang araw, Matthew!
Hello! Hi!
Kamusta?
Kamusta?
How is life in isolation treating you?
It's getting better, I think, with the five-person rule at houses. I visited a few friends and kept my 1.5 meter distance from them, so it's getting better.
Nung mga nakaraan, pinag-usapan natin yung mga proyekto mo or yung mga film projects mo na marami sa kanila ay naka-focus sa pagiging Pilipino mo, hindi ba? So a lot of them had to do with something about you being Filipino or how being Filipino has influenced your work, hasn't it?
Yeah, and searching for the identity as a Filipino in Australia, diasporic stories have been very much my body of work thus far, yes.
Has that been a conscious effort, or was it something that you were led into?
I think it has this natural progression. I think when I first started making films, not so much, and then over the years as a filmmaker, you always delve into the personal stories, and before you know it, you're looking at your mother's history, your father's history, and where you come from, and what makes you tick. And I think in Australia, we as Filipinos should be exploring that. So I think over time it developed, but obviously as a young, you know, if you look at the films I made when I was 13, it was all Jackie Chan ripoff, you know.
So as you got older, you got to, you know, form your own direction, identity, and themes.
Yes, but you can't take the Filipino out of me, I guess. So it was always there, but it just took a bit of time, you know.
I know there was
still learning.
Film you did in Manila, if I'm not mistaken, and then another film focused on the karaoke aspect.
Oh yes, yep.
And then you did a documentary exploring identity, or the Filipino identity among migrants, isn't it?
Yes.
And a big chunk of your production as well involves a lot of Filipino.
Yes. From Alfred Nickdow to Felina Deloso, Charlotte Nickdow, my cousin Wa'i Rivera, Rachel Izuazola or Rachel Javier. She had two names. She had a stage name.
At one point, your mom as well was part of...
Oh, yes, Carol Pasta, my lovely, loving mother, yes.
And so what is it about you being... What is it about you being Filipino that you discovered while you were making your various films?
Well, I mean, it's interesting because I found out how musical I was in terms of how I approach film. I think, you know, the karaoke element, the Filipino need for hymn or melody is quite something that I figured out as I made films. And then, interestingly enough, like the type of reference points to melodrama and that kind of cinema. Also, my sensitivity as a person, I think very much I have that Filipino creativity in me. It's just there. It's burning there, you know, and that's probably why I make a lot of films the way I do, because of that kind of... It's like a hymn, you know. It's like a yearning.
And a lot of them explore identity, and a lot of them explore the Filipino identity. But for the first time, if I'm not mistaken, you actually directed a film that was written by someone.
Oh, yes. Fun Times. That's the first time I had... we'd co-written before with, like, Selena, for example.
Yes.
Melodrama Random Melbourne. Was co-written, and a few of my other films was co-written with, and she's Filipina also. But this one was written by Llewellyn Michael Bates, who's a diverse filmmaker himself, but something different here, yeah.
So what inspired you to interpret someone else's work?
Well, Llewellyn came with me with the story, and the story was a very personal one, set in a lower socioeconomic neighborhood, quite similar to the areas that I grew up around, like Noble Park, Dandenong. Well, that's where I was from, but he is also from that area, and I grew up very close to me. So, yeah, the story of toxic masculinity and abuse in a household, but told from the perspective of someone in the neighboring house. That
sort of a voyeur, isn't it?
Yeah. And it's interesting with it, another perspective, and I think that I was drawn to that. And also the title, Wing Calls Fun Times, yet the subject matter being ironically not as fun as the words evoke.
When you showed me the film, or the link to the film Fun Times, I was expecting teenage life. But in a sense, it was about teenage life, but in a different aspect, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. I wanted to show the aspects of teenage life that, because, the coming-of-age film is a staple in film, but this is a different coming-of-age film.
Was it difficult for you to interpret someone else's work?
Well, the subject matter was difficult, so it was quite... I would say it was one of the more painful films to make in the sense of delving into it. And when you see the film, for those who do end up watching it at the St. Kilda Film Festival, yeah, you'll see what I mean by it was painful to make, yeah.
The topic itself, or the film itself, is a very sad story. But I think what was interesting in the story was it was told by a woman's perspective,
mm-hmm.
but the story of a man or a boy.
Yeah, a young boy, yeah.
And a boy who was powerless about the situation he was caught up in, wasn't it?
Yes, yeah. And because of that kind of the men around him are animalistic and there's almost this a kind of tribal kind of feeling to them, they're very, he's not really part of that world in that regard. And you see it from the drawings on the wall and the sensitivity. And I think that's kind of my little flourish there. Because Llewellyn writes these beautiful scripts that, and he's written a few other films, like his last film, Deluge, played at the Sydney Film Festival. And it was also told in that kind of language. He kind of writes this kind of poetry, I guess. It's kind of...
When I was watching it, I was set into a trance. It's like I was actually in that place watching what was unfolding, experiencing it myself.
That's interesting you say that, because that was one of the intents also with that, with the way it was. It's like kind of like a hazy memory of childhood or an event that you heard secondhand of a story told to you of a tale that took place. And it almost has like, I would almost say it has like a fairy tale, not fairy tale, but kind of like a melancholic kind of...
Yes.
Fairy tale kind of undertones, And that's on purpose. That was all in the script and all in the directing.
And I would have to say that this is the first... It's very rare that you see the boy as a victim in these situations. Usually it's a little girl, isn't it?
Well, I would actually say that both of them... And it's left up to the viewer's imagination, but I do think that because as a person... in that situation, you can only imagine how helpless the neighbor is too.
Yes.
And that's the power of cinema, because you can create something that tells one story, but it's a relatable story to the person just directly opposite the hall. And that their friendship is what carries the film, I think, because there's that, there's that one moment that I won't spoil fully, but it's a beautiful little moment of human interaction and connection. And I think that's something people are longing for right now in this time of isolation. Without knowing that I'd made that kind of film, because we made it
COVID.
Pre-COVID, But to see that shot now, I feel it resonates in a beautiful way.
And I would have to say, even though this wasn't a film about Filipinos, you still managed to put in a bit of Filipino in the film.
Oh, of course.
Charlotte Nickdow.
Charlotte Nickdow, yeah.
And then Filino Deloso, if I'm not mistaken. So a lot of the people involved in the film were Filipinos.
Yeah, and Y.E. Rivera, who plays the younger Kate, or the girl, in that. Yeah, Charlotte is amazing. Yeah, her voice. She tells the story the way that, you hear it and there's an emotional connection. But also the casting of that is beautiful because of who she is, you know. It's really a Filipino.
Was it a conscious effort to make sure that there were a lot of Filipinos in the film, or it just so happened that they were the right characters? They were the right people for the characters?
As a director, I think a lot of things are a conscious effort, but I think also, it's conscious, but it falls into place that way. And I just love working with these people. It's hard to put it any other way too. Like, these people are talented, they're great, and for those who don't know Charlotte in Mythic Quest, and if you haven't seen it on Apple TV, you should watch it. It's amazing. I shouldn't be, like, I'm supposed to be plugging Fun Times, but that show, oh, so good, you know?
I know, the proud dad is always...
And Alf, her dad, yeah. She's a talented actor too.
So Fun Times is at the St. Kilda Film Festival, starting the 12th of June, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
And this time, it's a different kind of festival, isn't it?
Yeah, the festival normally would run in the cinema, but due to... the current Victorian laws, the festival will be run online from the 12th of June.
The thing that's good about this is that you could watch it anytime you want, anywhere, and you can be dressed for the occasion or you can be in your pajamas because it's all online.
Yeah, I it's a very interesting, different way to have a festival. But it, I think that at this current time, this is the way to go. And, for example, in this same program, actually, I'll just say there's another director, Jane Cho, who did a film called The Egg, which is fantastic too. And there's, a bunch of other good films there too. So you can enjoy some great Australian films from the comfort of your home. And also, there are other streams and programs. There's a total of 100. Oh, Australia's Top 100 is the name of the competition section that they're all in. So, it's a privilege to be playing at St. Kilda, and I'll be watching all the films from the comfort of my home.
Thank you very much, Matthew Victor Pastor. Fun Times at the St. Kilda Film Festival this June.
Thank you.
Nice to bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad dito. Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.